As one might expect, the scruffy Bolsheviks enjoyed working out their hatred for the upper classes by looting the lavish Winter Palace. Later on, when the Soviets had restored it to its original showpiece status, a tasteful marble plaque marked the event. In this room, on the night of 25-26 October 1917, Red Guards, soldiers and sailors, taking the Winter Palace by storm, arrested the counter-revolutionary bourgeois provisional government. The real revolution occurred the next night, when the National Congress of Soviets met. There, the Bolsheviks won 390 out of the 649 elected delegates, about 60% of the total. To show their disapproval of the Bolsheviks' Winter Palace attack, the Mensheviks and Socialist Revolutionaries stalked out of the meeting, leaving the Bolsheviks and a small handful of allies in total control. It was one of the biggest bad career moves of all time. The Bolsheviks immediately put the National Congress of Soviets under the Sovnarkom, or Council of People's Commissars. The Sovnarkom was led by Lenin as its chairman. The other cabinet positions were divided between Bolshevik commissars.